Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And welcome to
Throwback Thursday, my favorite things.
You are so excited today.
I know. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
We just had a marvelous Halloween.
We did.
What did you do? Now, first of
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we both have something to talk about with this Halloween because the people we're married to are obsessed with Halloween.
So we will be very clear.
Yeah.
For you and I, it is not our favorite holiday.
No, it's not my favorite thing.
What is your favorite?
I enjoy. I don't get me wrong. Sutton, I love Halloween. I love that we watch a horror movie every single day of the week of
October. Every day of the week?
From October 1st through October 31st. How many days hath October 31st?
31 days, yeah.
So obviously, hello, Kevin, 30. So I should tell you that growing up and to this day, I hate horror films. I do not like them.
They're scared.
They are not fun for me. Yeah, I don't mind blood. I don't mind guts. All that stuff is fine. But the boo, I hate it. I hate being scared.
That
it's
was
not fun.
Thank you for acting it out, way.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
It's not fun. And so, but I'm learning to appreciate it, Rob. I'm learning to appreciate the horror genre film because I've seen pretty much every single one.
So you watch one a night?
One? Yeah.
Multiple a night.
Like if we have, if it's just constantly rolling in the background.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And now I've gotten used to it. And now it's kind of fun. And now I really enjoy it. And I joke, but it's fine.
Did you watch the one that I recommended, House?
Oh, yeah. That was a couple nights ago. The Japanese weirdo one.
Right?
It was wacky. And our friend Amy came over to watch it. And the next day, Amy was like, my dreams last night were so crazy.
For our listeners, if you don't know, House is a Japanese horror film from the 70s. And it's not even scary.
I would say, there's an asterisk on the horror because it's not really scary.
The horror is who made it. Like, you're sitting there going, what am I watching?
The
That's the horror.
The special effects are very special.
Oh, very special indeed. There's a cat that dances.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's a very bizarre movie.
Yeah. No, that's right up my alley. I love those kind
of. See,
that
I can
campy,
watch.
Weirdo ones.
Give
so
me
what about you?
One.
What was your month like?
Well, Daniel loves Halloween. My husband loves Halloween.
Yeah.
And we talk all year, not all month, all year, about what we're going to go as for Halloween.
Oh, what did you? Because we dressed up as well. What did you guys do?
Oh, well, here, I'll tell you. Ooh, originally it was going to be Ricky and Fred from
I
Love Lucy.
I was hoping you were going to say Sergio Franchi and Joyce DeWitt, but I'm okay, fine, it's fine.
Can't do that every year,
I know,
Kevin.
I know. It's pace ourselves.
And so we do what we always do, which is we come up with all these brilliant ideas,
yeah.
And then at noon on October 31st,
You look at each other and you're like,
and we go, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
So we put on some pair of jeans and a black t-shirt.
Okay.
We painted our face, got some wigs, and we went as glam rock stars.
I hope that we can post a picture of that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can definitely
I don't know
see
how
that.
I've not seen that yet, Rob.
We're kind of ashamed. Kind of ashamed. Because we do this every year. Every year we're going to do this, and it's going to be brilliant, and it's going to be big, and we're going to buy
this. Patsy and Adina from Ab Fab.
And that was an idea that was ours too, yeah. And then we had really horribly offensive ideas that I can't say on air.
Sure,
just
fair.
Like very horrible things.
Yeah.
Horrible, disgusting things. But anyway, so that's what we went as. We went as two glam rock stars.
Gem and the Holograms.
We were Gem and the Holograms.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
We were a Kiss. We were a Kiss.
We, Sutton's
light
idea.
Light pecking.
Sutton's idea was to have a butterfly, which was what she was, and I was the catcher. So it was a butterfly and a butterfly.
I did see
catcher.
A photo of this go by. I thought maybe that's something you do on your like off hours.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
No, that we
it was for Halloween.
We decided to take it outside as
well. Oh, how sweet. Yeah, congratulations, guys. I wish you nothing but the best. Did you get any candy? Did you go trick-or-treating?
No, but we bought some just to have at the house.
What was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Growing up, good question. That one year that my sister and I, Bryn, we both went in drag. So she went as a male, old man, and I was an old woman.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
So we really like the cross-dressing in our household.
Wow. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for sharing all that information. I need to go lay down now. Happy Halloween.
And you're welcome.
Did your parents eat the candy?
Did they what?
Did they eat the candy?
No,
like,
they
go
did,
through the candy and then
did,
like.
But we had to pour all our candy out on the table, and they inspected it for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah. And I grew up in Elmira, New York. I mean, come on.
Oh,
like,
so you?
I mean, really, guys?
Yeah.
Like this, it's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be A-OK.
It's fine.
We don't worry.
We don't lock our doors. Like,
really?
Oh gosh, no. Oh,
it's like
my
Mayberry.
God. Oh yeah, it was totally like that.
Wow, how safe? Okay. Yeah. Well,
what about you? What was your favorite?
What a great question. I'm trying to think who I went as when. Oh. It was sad. I went as a Dick Tracy character.
Oh, which one?
Oh, well, the show, the memorable character of Influence.
Oh, Influence.
Yeah, the villain that everyone goes, who the hell is that?
Yeah, which one was that? I had the toys and everything.
Well, I had the mask. I got this really cool leather mask that was like looked like the actor's face.
Wow.
It was really cool. It was a lot of money. My parents spent a lot of money on this. I went Halloween. Trick-or-treating, and it was very hot, so I took the mask off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just in a suit and tie, and people were like, who are you supposed to be? A businessman?
Oh, Rob.
I got no candy.
You're
it was
sweet.
Sad. It was sad.
I went as church lady once, too.
You went as the church lady?
In high school, and I won, like, a impersonating competition, because I was like, wasn't that special? And
well,
I
isn't
was,
that cool?
And I did, like, my little church lady face, and I love the church lady.
Oh, my gosh.
From SNL.
Yeah. You should actually do that again for Halloween. I think it'd be wonderful.
You think?
Yeah, isn't it special?
Try that next year.
Yeah, well, now, tell Sutton. Sutton can be... Ooh, another SNL character.
Well, I can tell you what year I was in high school because of the characters we were, my friends. I went as that. We also had Mary Catherine Gallagher. That was my friend Kaylee went as Mary Catherine.
Oh, and then, how fun!
And my friend Ben went as Harry Carey from the SNL Harry Carey, the one who was like,
the one that
what if the moon were made of cheese? Would you eat it?
I love that
I
character.
Would. Yeah, I know. It's appropriate.
It is appropriate.
The World Series is going on right now.
Yes.
So that was Halloween.
That was it. So that was our exciting, fun Halloween. Halloween.
Yeah.
One year I couldn't get candy because they were convinced I was a parent.
Like every year.
This was like, yeah.
You obviously were not wearing the unit that year then because.
This was pre-unit days.
Oh,
pre-unit days. In fact, my husband.
Are you serious? So some parents.
Oh,
was
I'm not
like,
joking.
We're like, hey, are you the older brother? What's going on?
They were like, sorry, we don't give to the parents. And I was like, I'm not a parent.
You're like, I'm in eighth grade.
I'm in eighth grade. I'm a big boy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My favorite things.
I was going to say, so Kevin, favorite things.
All right. This is can I go first?
Please.
I've got one. I've got my card ready and everything. So this is something I saw. This is a show that is a spectacle musical that I saw about 10 years ago. There is a recording of it. A cast recording. There's a YouTube clip I found that's about 10 minutes long that gives you a sense of with this show. Never made it to Broadway. In fact, as far as I can tell, played North America, but not United States.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Based on a book, or three books, as it were.
Mm.
I know. There is a movie made of it.
Oh, my God.
Three movies, actually.
I don't know.
Now, this is for the sci-fi nerds out there, and I say that with love. Because one of my favorite books that I ever read it three or four times growing up, is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So did you know that there's a musical of Lord of the Rings?
Oh my God. Yes. I saw it in London.
Yeah, you saw it in London.
I did see it in London.
I saw it in Toronto.
Oh my gosh.
So for those of you out there who are scratching your head right now wondering, what are you crazy? A Lord of the Rings musical? How could you condense that entire book into a 3 hour and 45 minute musical?
Yes.
For London, they cut it down to 3 hours. I say what you want about the production. Some people said it was a little hokey in part. Some of it, you saw it. And I am such a fan of Lord of the Rings that I went knowing that I wanted to enjoy it. But what I want to talk about is the production, but mostly the music as well. Mm. So the music is made by a couple of people. A.R. Rahman is the guy who did a lot of it.
A.R. Rahman?
Yeah, not as in like the noodle. R-A-H-M-A-N.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
No, Rahman.
But you might know him from Bombay Dreams, but most people know him because he's a film scorer, an Indian sort of Bollywood, but also crossover.
Okay.
And he writes a really awesome kind of music, funky. He did Slumdog Millionaire. He did a lot of music for that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And then another guy named Christopher Nightingale. And then this Finnish folk band called Vartina helped out with the music. Now, just go with me. Go with me on this, all right? So the cast recording or the recording of this London production, I find it fascinating music. It's my kind of music. Yes. Sometimes do you really feel like you shuffled onto that one CD of Enya that you have and you're like, wait a minute, how is Enya playing right now? Is this Lord of the Rings? And it is, because it's just ethereal music.
Sure.
But some of the songs I find very moving. I think it's feel-good music. A lot of it feels like a film score, but it fit the production. The production I saw in Toronto was... It's a $65 million production. Some say it's the most expensive theatrical production ever made. That it was epic.
To see it was epic.
Truly. And in Toronto, I had played that theater, the Princess of Wales Theater, I think is where it was. And I had played Les Mis there, and then that was the next show. They gutted the theater. They took everything out. An example of what they did in that theater, if those of you who know the movie or the books, you know that in the middle of the first book, there's a Balrog, which is like this evil, like undead demon that Gandalf has to fight. Yes, we're still talking about musical theater right now. Anyway, so what they did, though, with the set, which was just extravagant, the stage itself was worth $1 million because, as you remember from seeing it, it wasn't just a turntable. There were like three or four turntables. There must have been at least 20 lifts within that turntable.
That was cool to watch.
The technology was ahead of its time, too. It was almost like they were just barely able to do what they wanted to do. But essentially, somebody could be downstage center walking at a normal gait, and the stage would be turning. They'd be going up and down hills because the stage would literally be rising and falling as they're walking, if you could
rising
picture that.
Rising and falling and turning.
And turning. So it literally looks like they're climbing mountains as they're going. And it really was truly, I was so rocked by that. But this Balrog moment, so what they did with the middle of the stage underneath, where the hair room was for Les Mis, underneath that stage, they turned that into a vacuum. And they would fill that room with all this heat so that when the stage opened and the Balrog showed itself, sitting in the audience, we felt fire come at our face. I was completely blown away by it. Was it the most perfect musical ever? No, not even close. But I thought with what they were trying to do was something that was pretty spectacular. Matthew Warchus was the director of it, who did Matilda, and he's in charge of the Old Vic now in London. It was a cast of relative unknowns, except in London it was Laura Michelle Kelly, I believe, who was Mary Poppins, you know, from that. It's epic. If you want an idea of what this show was like, go to YouTube, type in Lord of the Rings musical. You'll see a 9-minute clip where you get a sense of the grandeur of it. The music is lush and beautiful. I felt like they captured what, to me, is the voice of Lord of the Rings, which is sort of, yes, ethereal, but the opening song, The Road Goes On, I think is a toe-tapping opening number. It's a fantastic song. You're looking at me as slightly amused.
No, I think it's wonderful. I had no idea you were so into this.
Yeah, I'll bring my my program because the pictures in it are stunning. In the Toronto production, it was Brent Carver as Gandalf.
Oh my God,
which was interesting.
All I remember about that show when I saw it in London was it was very visually incredible. I mean, that turntable alone was just stunning. And then there's a final epic battle scene.
Yeah.
And I think at that point they had run out of money.
Oh.
And they were like, well, what do we do? And so they just kept projecting a hologram of, I think it was the actor playing Gandalf.
I don't remember that. Wow.
And he would, it was
like, poof, you're going down.
Yeah. And so like a hologram of him would appear and he would do like these weird moves and then somebody would fall and then he would show up, the hologram would show up somewhere else. But it wasn't edited properly. Mm. So it always looked like the actor was just like standing waiting to go. And then he started moving. They included that little bit of footage in, and I don't think they were supposed to do that.
Oops.
But it looked like they just ran out of money. See, and they
That, I don't remember seeing that, so I wonder how much of it changed into London.
It was it was mesmerizing.
If you and if you want to get a sense of what this show was like, I think the cast album is worth a listen, even though it is not a, to me, there are like five or six songs that are true, like, plot songs. A lot of it is singing and probably what is probably Finnish, because that's the band is from Finland, which to me sounds a little elven like if
yes,
you will.
Absolutely. That's how the Finns always like to be compared.
You're welcome
to fictional elven Finland. Creatures. They love that.
Oh god,
are you from Middle Earth
or Finland? I can't tell.
No, I'm Finnish.
Oh right, my bad.
Sorry.
So yeah, that's my favorite thing for the day.
I love
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Love that.
What's yours?
Mine. Oh, my gosh. Actually, mine was inspired by your wife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because we just had Halloween. Uh-huh. Your wife posted something on my wall.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, this is... Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This would have been great for Halloween, but this is giving all of our listeners preparation for Halloween of 2017. So you have to watch this. It is a TV special with my favorite person.
What?
It is the 1976 Paul Lynn
Halloween
special.
Oh, I haven't seen that in years.
Well, thanks to your wife.
Wait, Sutton posted that on your wall?
Yeah, she posted it on my wall.
Well,
so Daniel and I stopped everything.
It on my wall. I want to see that.
She knew. She was like, I don't want to give him any more Halloween stuff. So she sent it in my direction.
When did we watch that?
So my husband and I curled up and we watched it. For those of
so
you who...
Camp, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No.
No, I don't. I haven't seen it in years, but come on.
Okay.
Us.
So this is... look how my hands are clasped around the mic in excitement.
Rob is like me when I get excited about
just
something.
Just like clutching
edge
this
of
mic.
Your seat, leaning forward.
Like just like clutching my mic. I'm literally going to drop dead of a heart attack any second.
Please.
Okay. We're going to pose for a picture. I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, go.
But I hope when you guys look at the photo, look at my clenched fists and look at the wild look in my eyes as I'm talking about how much I love the Paul Lynn Halloween special. Okay. Do we have it? Okay,
got
great.
It.
So for those of you who don't know or don't remember, Paul Lynn, who we know from New Faces, but most of all, Mr. McAfee in Bye Bye Birdie, you hear his voice, or my horrible attempt at
right.
his voice.
Or Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares, Center Square,
you know,
come on.
I'm sure not everyone's like, oh yeah, New Faces in 1952, but some might.
Then who the hell are you?
I know.
Yeah, that's what you should know is
we
New Faces.
We just watched him do his little like the
we did
the
yesterday.
From Africa thing.
We did yesterday, which is so brilliant. That's for a whole other show, I think.
So, but his Halloween show.
Okay, so here's what happened.
You just got on the edge of your seat again.
Literally, here we go. Okay, so in 1976, Paul Lynn had a series of failures of sitcom pilots, and people started to realize, well, he's not really good for a sitcom. He's good in like small doses. So he still had a contract with the network, and the head of the network, which was ABC, said, you know what? He's so campy, and he's so much like a witch himself. Give him a Halloween special. Oh my God. Paul Lynn hated Halloween. Paul Lynn had no idea what Halloween was about. So they were like, all right, Paul, you're going to do it. Written by Bruce Valanche.
Oh, my goodness.
The famous Bruce Vilanch.
Yes, of course.
Great comedy writer.
Yeah.
And the Paul Lynn Halloween special is got a cast of characters. Listen to the cast. Ready? Not only is it Paul Lynn, it's Margaret Hamilton reprising her role as the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
Which, like, 30 years later.
The great actress Billie Hayes, Tim Conway from The Carol Burnett Show, Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, Donnie and Marie, Betty White, and in their first appearance on television, Kiss, the band Kiss, worked with Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn and Kiss on the same show. But my favorite is Roz Pinky Truscadero Kelly. That was her name. That's how they billed her.
Yeah.
Roz Pinky Truscadero Kelly, for your Happy Dave fans out there. She was Fonzie's girlfriend.
Oh, right.
But they would bill her by her name. They wouldn't say Roz Kelly. They would label her as her Happy Days character name.
Because she was more famous for that.
Isn't that sad?
Well, that's interesting.
Can you imagine your whole life going around as the thing?
Oh, yeah, like, you're Fonzie's girlfriend.
You're Fonzie's girlfriend.
That's great. You don't even know your name. Yeah.
So anyway, you have to watch this show. I cannot explain what this show is about. I'm going to give you a synopsis. Then you must go and watch the craziness, campiness that is the Paul Lynn Halloween special. So it starts off, Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch, is his maid.
Oh, okay.
She tells him it's Halloween. He goes, I hate Halloween. I hate kids. And then he sings a whole song that is to the melody of Kids about how much he dislikes kids. So Margaret Hamilton says, well, you'll come away with me, and I'll take you away so you don't have trick-or-treaters at your door. So Paul Lynn and Margaret Hamilton go and visit Margaret Hamilton's sister, who is a witch.
The Wicked Witch of the East.
And then you find out that Margaret Hamilton is actually a witch, and they're going to keep Paul Lynn trapped.
This is amazing.
Somehow, and I don't know how this happens, they give Paul Lynn 3 wishes.
Oh.
They're like, you get 3 wishes.
Okay.
And one of his wishes is like... Yeah, like genies. And like, why? You're witches. You're not genies. You're witches. But you just don't, you're so drunk at that point. You just want to keep watching to finish it.
Yeah.
So he plays a trucker in one scene. It's very bizarre. Like, he wishes, like, I always wanted to be a trucker. And then he does like a whole trucking scene. He does all these little skits. Apparently, none of the wishes was ever to have a good writer. That was not one of the wishes, or to have an entertaining evening. That was not one of his wishes. Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
Mrs. Brady.
Oh, great singer.
Does this. Yes. But she sings That Old Black Magic in a disco version.
Well, that was very popular in the 70s.
Yes.
Liza singing Losing My Mind. Ethel Merman had a whole disco album.
Have you ever seen the Liza Minnelli MTV music video of Losing My Mind?
It was like. Waka, 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 waka.
No, seriously. There's an MTV music video of Liza Minnelli singing Losing My Mind. You ever seen that? Where she's like crying in a bathtub. You never seen this?
No.
Okay. That's a whole other topic.
Pause.
But this Black Magic, the way they film it is, it's like a close up on Florence Henderson's face the entire time.
Oh.
And you're like, get away. Get away.
No,
too close.
It's very Lawrence
Welk. Too close,
Welk.
Mrs. Britt. And the one, and two, and three.
I love Lawrence Welk, actually.
I know. That's another one of your favorite things is Lawrence Welk. But the big thing at the end, I don't understand how this happens. At the end, Paul Lynn somehow gets his last wish. Nobody knows what that last wish is. And the entire cast all comes out and sings a song called Disco Baby.
Oh.
And they all do a line dance. And at the end, he just goes, Happy Halloween.
And aren't they all dressed up at the end?
Like, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But you have not lived till you've seen Tim Conway, Florence Henderson, Paul Lynn, and Billy Barty, the famous little person, all doing a line dance dressed up as witches and ghouls and goblins.
Yeah, no, you're right, actually. You're exactly right, Rob.
I am so exhausted by the brilliance of this. I really need a cigarette.
Wow.
That is the Paul Lynn Halloween special, available in its entirety.
On YouTube. Oh, thank you, YouTube, once again.
You have to watch this because it is campy, wonderful goodness.
All right. Done.
So, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, the musical. Check it out.
And Paul Lynn Halloween special for me. Woo! Oh, I'm exhausted.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.